What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Feel Good Friday. It is Friday, July the 23rd, 2021. Your host, Sturch, Gooch, and there's nobody behind the goddamn glass. AJ is divulging in some extracurriculars.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got?
And AJ, now we, get back here. We need you to do the books, bro.
Dude, we're screwed.
Not to get mushy.
We just realized how valuable you truly are, AJ. Like, we're sitting here like, okay, we got to do this.
This happened when Pete left too.
It's true.
We sat here across from each other and we were like, what the fuck do we do now? I got no.
We got to do our own work.
We got nothing here. No. We got Ash's fucking
hair thingy. Hair clip. I guess you left that here yesterday. That she'll
probably be looking for in about 10 minutes.
And just yell at you for, what did I do with it? So happy Friday, everybody. First and foremost, before we get into anything, I do want to send our condolences from the Chop Sports Podcast, Chop Sports Media, to Jets assistant coach, Greg Knapp, who died tragically. I mean, I don't know if you read the article, but boy, oh boy, that was, I don't want to start off the Feel Good Friday with a really somber story, but that's, you know, it's on the mind of a lot of sports fans. Like, listen, your time is absolutely borrowed when you're alive. So enjoy your life while you're here, because boy, oh boy, that kind of shit, it's freaky. It happens. And, you know, we just, you know, want to give our thoughts and prayers to the Knapp family and the Jets organization. And I know the Goddamn Jets podcast dropped today. They talked about it. They actually talked about it as he was in critical condition. So a lot transpired since between then and now. But they give a nice little tribute to the coach as well. So no AJ with us today. He's down in Miami at, what was it? Rolling Loud? Is that what it is? Rolling Loud.
Something loud.
Something loud. But I do know that WWE SmackDown is also there. So he gets to see all the stars of WWE, including John Cena.
Hey, yo.
And, oh, the bad guy. Oh, yeah. No, we'll get into that because I actually just caught up to the Facebook messages, too. I do want to throw out there an idea that I came up with on the drive over here. And shout out to Friday traffic headed down the shore. My God. Like, I wanted to get a car wash right before I got here. Ran like 10, 15 minutes late because Lord knows how many people are bolting down the shore this weekend because of the incredible weather that we're supposed to get, at least today and tomorrow. Thunderstorms. Listen to me. I sound like AccuWeather guy. Thunderstorms are expected on Sunday afternoon. But, yeah, so it took me a while to get down here. However, right as I started my car, as I was coming down, I heard the tail end of Beach Bash is back. And I'm like, oh shit. You know, I know exactly what this is because I was listening to ESPN because it was after 10 o'clock. I refused to listen to The Fan because it's Maggie and Moose, and they're probably the worst tandem of all sports talk radio in the history of mankind. But it doesn't get any better on ESPN because you got Chris Carlin's fat ass over there trying to talk his shit, always talking shit about the Cowboys. What do we got?
Green Bay and Adams stop extension talks. Packers and star wide receiver are in a bad place with no plans to resume long-term extension talks. Of course that's the case.
I mean, it's going to I mean, look, I think the contingency of Adams staying in Green Bay forever is Rodgers being the quarterback. I know. It's annoying. How does it feel, bro? Because I'm telling you, I've been through this. I've been through the ringer.
Honestly, I fully expect them to let Devontae walk, honestly.
He's the best receiver in football.
Bro, I just know the way they operate, and typically, they draft good at the wideout position.
I mean, dude, you can't let this
I don't
walk.
Want him to go. I'm not going to Kyle Kerms this one and act like I want him back.
You want him, you want Rodgers, you want the whole team back.
He's been playing at a discounted rate for his entire career. He deserves his money, but we deserve to win. The fans need our fucking players, man.
It's a feel-good Friday, bro. But anyway, so what I was getting to is that I heard a commercial, the Beach Bash. ESPN Beach Bash is back. Usually, they're at Tiki Bar. They've switched locations to Bar A. Now, if you're a listener to this podcast and you're in New Jersey, even if you're in New York or even if you're in Maryland, I don't know, surrounding areas, Pennsylvania, I'm planning, and this isn't going to be an event. Like, I know Steve asked, is this going to be an event? No, it's not going to be an event. Kyle, it's not going to be an event. Like, I don't want it to be an event. I want just the masses of Chop Sports to get their gear on, specifically maybe even the anti-establishment sports media that looks like an ESPN logo. I want everybody there to take over. And I'm not saying like we're going to be obnoxious, but we might. You know, like I think that we need our voices to be heard. And you know what? I'll say this, truth be told. There's not a more favorite radio personality that I have than Don LaGreca. Love Don, love his family. His brother was the reason why I got through broadcasting school. So like, and we're friends to this day. So I know the LaGrecas, right? But Michael Kay on the radio, he's more tolerable on the radio than he is during Yankee games, because last night his excitement, and we'll get into the Yankees, his excitement for the Red Sox to tie the game.
What's the other douchebag that's on with him?
Peter Rosenberg.
The worst.
Yeah, I like him as a wrestling fan because that he knows, like that stuff he dives into. He's a massive fan.
He knows everything about rap music, wrestling, and sports, apparently.
Well, he's enough to get a job at ESPN, I guess.
Fucking dork.
But all three of those guys will be there at Bar A on August the 20th. It's a Friday afternoon. They go live at 2 o'clock. I want Chop Sports Media, all the members that are in the sound of my voice. I can get off of work if you're working. If not, take a summer Friday. We're going to close up shop, the doors here at 1:30. In fact, maybe even have a pre-beach bash party here at the studio, and we roll all together like a big caravan, just a massive, just everybody show up at once. Maybe we have some beers and drinks here and some food and stuff like that. I don't know. This is all on the fly. This is all stuff I thought about on my drive over.
I got to tell you, Dave, my breakfast quesadilla is talking back to me right now. Steer clear of this side of the room, my friend.
Keep your own brand over there, bro. Because sometimes you can smell
the expression got a nice that everybody that. Loves their own brand? Not today, my friend.
Not the breakfast burritos. I had a protein shake, so I do have the protein burps.
Mixing it with a
black coffee?
Darker than usual coffee because they didn't make it right.
Okay. Where do you get your coffee? Same place?
I don't know where. I had to DoorDash because across the street they're at a family wedding.
Which close up shop. Now they feel like we're in Green Bay where they just close stores down for certain events.
I have a problem with the vendors in the area, Dave.
Oh, yeah. Dabari's Pizza, bro. Dabari's
just went on vacation without saying shit to us. We order.
We basically have stock in their company.
Six times a week from Dabari's.
Right.
Easy.
People are going to think we're swimming in the money right now, by the way.
Well, I mean, it's a fucking pizza, Dave. Right.
It is inexpensive, folks. It is inexpensive. But then we add the fries and the mozzarella sticks. But anyway, yes, Dabari's hightailed it out of town.
They see me every day. They got to say something next time.
Right.
Because now I'm going to go to a different place for my coffee and I might have to change it
right,
up.
Right, because at this point, we're recognized within the town. You know, anywhere we go. Like, oh, isn't that Chop Sports
Press? Honestly, I wasn't even going to buy a coffee. We have the Keurig going now. And I was going to go over there and buy creamer and make my own coffee. And of course, you know,
speaking of big days today, we get our first delivery of water. And you want to talk about a real business now. We are officially allowed to have conversations around the water cooler on Monday. That's a thing, you know, so we're going to get our first water. Shout out to the water delivery guy who heard us talking and decided to stop in. That happened again last night. Another group of individuals heard us talking and said, oh, we heard you talking, so we wanted to come in.
Chamber of Commerce.
Which is great. This is actually something we wanted to tackle because we want to be local within the community of Matawan. Matawan, you know what I mean? So
going to get involved with the street fair.
Definitely. I think they call it Matawan Day or something like that.
Matawan Day. So what are we going to do? Just get a table?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Get our merchandise. Yeah, we'll maybe do a broadcast. What the hell? We'll get speakers.
Maybe get a Chop athlete.
Speaking of Chop athletes, a couple more lined up today to talk to. I'll just be transparent. It's another two beasts from Rutgers. You know what I mean? Like
we're looking to lock down the entire starting defense of the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. So if you're a Rutgers player and you're playing on the defensive side of the ball,
come on over. So those Chamber of Commerce people came in during a visit from one of our primo Chop athletes, and that being Paz. Paz was in the building yesterday. He got to hang out. We thought we were holding him up, right?
Yeah, first I was like, we had a 10-20 minute conversation. I was like, all right, Paz, I'll let you get out of here. He's like, no, I'm good, man. I'm sitting in math class right now. He was taking his math class on his phone.
Right. I mean, and that's why he needs a tutor, he said.
Well, you got to imagine that this whole remote learning thing.
It's got to be tough, dude. I can't imagine.
I'm terrible at math. Terrible. I'm good at basic math. I could do all the numbers in my head, but as soon as you apply letters to math, I have no idea what's
going
on.
Those are called variables.
Well,
I think
those variables don't exist in my brain. They're done. I that's when I stopped with math.
Right. When they added letters like A plus 7 equals 3 plus 9.4. And you're like, what the frick is going on?
Paz hung out and he had some healthy lunch with us, right?
But you know what blew me away? He's like, yeah, you know, and like nonchalantly saying like, yeah, I lost 10 pounds at practice today. I said, what? He goes, yeah. And I get weight cuts, but I don't think it could happen that fast. 10 pounds? Like, whether it be water weight or not, there was one time I worked out with Jason of DJVW next door, and I threw up three times, and I definitely felt lighter when I left the place. I'm like, you know what? I might have lost some serious weight.
It's not like an actual weight loss thing. It's a water weight thing, and as soon as you leave practice and you eat and you drink something, you're back to your walk-around weight.
That's ridiculous. I mean, is that, like, good body manipulation or, like... Yeah, good for you, I mean, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
To go up and down and up and down.
It's not like, up and down. It's just water weight. If you drink enough water throughout practice, first of all, he's been doing it for a really long time.
I get he knows he's an expert at it.
It's not a deep weight cut. It's a problem when you keep it off and you walk around dehydrated, but just a hard go at something and then replenish, that's amazing.
I mean, I'm jealous.
You know what's not good, Dave? What I'm doing right now for the past 4 months, just drinking coffee and fucking sitting at my computer.
Yeah. I did realize that yesterday in another hate-filled, I was very upset about the way the video came out again. We did a draft. What do we got now?
AJ texted me.
Oh, boy.
AJ, he just sent me his Venmo.
That's it.
But okay, I have a request, AJ.
Yes, do the books, please.
Could you do the books and just send me the templates or something?
Yeah, no, we need that. We need that badly. So yeah, get on the horn with that. I'll carry the next minute as you text them back. But yeah, I definitely got an alert on my computer here. Never, folks, never connect your iMessages to your computer. I thought it'd be a good idea because I feel like I miss too many texts when I'm buried in my computer doing work. So I'm like, all right, if things come up and I'll see them right away. Here's another one. That's JoJo from Rutgers. I mean, what the hell's going on with him? Is he all right?
He just asked me if it was okay if he talked to another clothing company as well as...
No!
But of course it is.
You know, and that's what we told these guys as we come in. We're not going to put you in a contract. We're not going to lock you down. We're not going to say, like, you can't talk to anybody or make any other money. Paz let us know, informed us of what he got going on with LeGrand Coffee House, which is great, a great promotion for him. You know, and that goes for all these athletes. There's no reason. I think Tverdov posted something the other day about a hair product. That makes perfect sense. He's like Palomalu all of a sudden, you know, with Head and Shoulders. You got to take advantage of the brand that you are. And Tverdov has a beautiful set of hair, so why not actually take advantage of that and then, you know, make some money that way. We did do the fantasy draft order yesterday for the 32 man. It's 16 and 16, so don't, again, there's two leagues of 16, NFC, AFC, 16-16. We did the fantasy draft order in which I decided to hand the camera to Ashley sideways by accident, thinking that it would turn. I thought it would turn the entire broadcast the way I wanted it to turn, and it didn't turn. So a lot of people were tuning in sideways, and then people had something to say about it, and, you know, go F yourself there, kangaroo. You can, yeah, definitely thanks for chiming in. I noticed you only chime in when you want to talk shit, but as Chris said, haters are fans too, right?
Yeah.
So we're excited about that.
So fuck you, Kang.
You know what's funny? There was a trend back when the U.S. men's team, or it might even be U.S. women's team. It was me, Tom Sobey, Dan Sobey, my cousin, like a bunch of people, Lenny Thor, all these people simultaneously, Rich DeLuisant, simultaneously would drop an F.U. Kang on his page when we beat Japan or China, or what it didn't matter which one. We're like, F you, Kang, you know, and of course it was all fun, and that's fine. But so the fantasy draft order, saw the video, I decided,
as long as you say it to his face,
right? it's because that's my favorite line in Beer League when he's like, oh, because you said no offense, I didn't take offense to it, you know, like,
no offense, or not to be a dick, but
I'm about to be a
big dick.
Yeah, so that's that. But yeah, Chop Sports, Chop Athlete, as I cross things off, AJ, I just feel like he should have chimed in 15 times already, in which my dad was like, no, you're letting that kid get involved, huh? You know, I was like, yeah, we are. And, you know, I like when he does a sports minute, catches everybody up on the scores, so you don't have to go into any of these hack media sites.
I like when
sites.
He does the books.
I like when he finds out how much we're getting paid and how much they're getting paid, and that makes sense. And he's been doing all the graphic work, too. If you're seeing Chop Sports Media Instagrams, he's doing all these slides and different graphics for different topics of the day. Like, so he's putting in some work over here. No, so
AJ's a
shout
good
out
dude.
To
he can take a punch too. We mess with him all the time, but he handles it in stride.
Yesterday I felt like he was finally broken when we like caught him off when he put the little score first. Like, I hate that as a person, as a sports fan. If somebody says like, yeah, we lost 3-5, and I'm like, I just get like, oh, it fucking,
it's only
oh
allowed
God.
If you're in volleyball or tennis, I think.
It doesn't matter
serving.
Where it's involved. I always say the greater score first. Always.
Well, no, if you're playing tennis.
Tennis
or
is like three, love three or whatever the
fuck. If you're playing volleyball, it's like 13 serving 14.
That
if
can
you're
make
serving,
fine.
You say the,
but the final score, when you say the final score, you say the top scorer first.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's an unwritten rule. Should be a written rule.
Who do the Yankees verse in the next series?
Right, another one. Versing. Oh, yeah, they're versing. That's not even a word, bro. Versus is a word. VS period is an abbreviation for it. But versus is not a thing. So stop. Stop that, AJ. Shout out to Pistol Pete.
I don't think
Pete.
That was AJ.
Yeah, he definitely said versus. We said it to him.
No, no, no. Or but versing, like who am I versing week one in fantasy? You don't say that.
No,
you,
I hate that.
Who am I up against?
Who am I playing? Yeah. Who's my opponent? You know, it's not who am I versing. Anyway,
who's getting murdered right. week one by me in fantasy
tonight? Yeah, we're at the bend. We're at the back end of those drafts. You're 13. I think you're 15. I'm 13 in our respective
divisions.
Right
where I want to be.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the ideal spot for a 16-man league is probably like right in the middle. Right, I mean that would make sense. Where I think Dags wound up, and somebody else wound up. Those are the wish spots, the 7, 8, 9 picks in a 16-team season league. But you know, me and you are at the back end, so we'll get one guy, but then we'll get another guy real quick. So, yeah. So and it's like you and every like the world, right? It's you, your brother, her, his girlfriend, like probably Ashley, I guess, at some extent. Like you guys are all together, one big happy family as a team.
I have no issue with the split teams this year because.
We have
11,000 leagues.
Right,
that I'm
exactly.
In.
That definitely it helps. It helps because there's just too much going on. All right, as I keep cruising through this little brief intro, which is not so brief. As I was coming in, I also heard the breaking news about the Cleveland Indians. Now they're changing their team name because they're, you know, soft and they're liberal and they're just I don't know just. They're weak. They're weak-minded people. Like, what are you doing? Like, the Cleveland Guardians? Like, you completely went the other way. Like, you completely, like, got rid of Wahoo or whatever that Indian guy. Like, what's next? Major League movies are going to be canceled? Is that a thing? Can we watch those anymore? Are they going to be taken off all streaming platforms because they represent the Cleveland Indians? Those are two of the best movies ever.
Potentially.
Right? That's insane. Oh, disgusting, bro. The only Guardians I'll root for are the New York, New Jersey Guards in the XFL, which I went to their first.
Well, I wouldn't root for the fucking Indians either, Dave.
No, I'm just saying, like, the Guardians in itself is a shit move.
Is there a fucking team called the Guardians already in New Jersey?
Not in baseball, in the XFL.
Oh, yeah. God. What?
Yeah, what? What? You're going to mess with the XFL right now?
I'm not rooting for any team in the XFL.
I had to throw my allegiance behind somebody. I was going to side with the Dallas Renegades, but I decided
There's a team in the CFL that has the same colors as the Packers, and that's who I root for in the CFL. I'm not even sure who they are.
I'm pretty sure Clark Coe played for that team.
Oh, he did.
He did, right? Yes. Yeah,
or so it was the arena team in Green Bay.
Whatever the case, they had the same colors. I remember seeing pictures.
Oh, he's my favorite player.
All right, Clark Coe, my man, yeah. Over at Next Level Culture. Get in touch with those guys if you're interested in training for the upcoming seasons. One thing I do want to say, so the Guardians, all right, the Guardians talk, whatever. I'm all over the place today. I'm like the pre-workout is still running through my veins, and I didn't think it was going to last this long, but I guess it is. Are you or are you not going to watch the NHL draft tonight? Okay, so no NHL draft for Gooch, even though his Tampa Bay Lightning could, keep going in their, their quest for a back-to-back.
I'll tune in around the same time that I tune into the NHL Stanley Cup Finals, with about 1 minute to go when my Tampa Bay Lightning are on the clock. That's all I need to see.
We will be in Boundbrook tonight, so we're actually going to miss it. We're going to be at Joe Matarese's show. His Remember When tour actually reaches Boundbrook, New Jersey tonight. So if you're in the area and you want to go see Joe Matarese perform his little Remember When act, go check him out. I think tickets are still on sale over at his website. We probably should have dropped the link on our website, but whatever. He does have merchandise now available on the chopsports.shop. New merchandise is available for some of our CHOP athletes. We're going to try to crank out some more today after we get off done with this. A lot going on. Are you in the know about, we'll switch over to the NFL before we touch on the Yankees. Are you in the know about this whole DeAndre Hopkins thing?
Yes.
Okay. How do you feel about it?
To each their own.
Okay.
I think he's not going to retire.
I guess, the Cole Beasley situation where Cole Beasley decided to just, I'm talking spitfire, all his thoughts and opinions about getting the vaccine, and he continues to not get the vaccine, and that's everybody's right. And I think that should
that's
be
where I'm at. I think
that should be Hopkins, the NFL
I'm
rule.
I'm on Hopkins' side. I'm on Beasley's side. I'm not against the players that believe in the vaccine. Or I'm not. I just think that without divulging my opinion on the whole entire thing,
which yeah,
my opinion remains. It has remained that everybody should be able to do what the fuck they want.
And
you're a grown ass adult. Nobody should be telling you what you have to put in your body or not.
The NFL coming down with a ruling saying that if your team has an outbreak amongst the unvaccinated, which is, again, handful of guys here and there, I believe 75% of the league is fully vaccinated. If I'm not mistaken, that could be inaccurate, but I thought I heard that term, that number. I know the Dallas Cowboys literally have five.
Also, nobody's getting fucking an L. It's just not going to happen.
No,
that's
news. That's a big thing, man.
That
is fake, and that
news.
Comes from Tom Pelissero of NFL, and he's not a hack.
I don't care who said it. That could be what the message that they're portraying. But what's it going to take? What's it honestly going to take for
an
a team
outbreak?
To forfeit?
There wasn't really an outbreak anywhere in the NFL last year at all.
There's
right?
not going to be the same restrictions that they had either, though. Off the field, like these guys had to wear trackers and shit like that. So
yeah, all that stuff is gone. I'm right.
I would imagine so. But
everybody's well. The majority are vaccinated.
The point that I'm making though is, it's not going to happen. Period. The end. They're not going to give a team an L in the playoff. No. Like, what's going to happen in December? Oh, a couple guys got COVID. They're going to you're going to have to play without those guys. They're not going to make you forfeit because how many people is it going to take to be considered an outbreak? Four?
I don't know.
It's not like there's a 10-man roster. This is the NFL. There's fucking 90 guys.
I think there's something to look. Again, I'm not going to give my opinion on a vaccination. You get it. You get it. If you don't, you don't. You know, like I know people very close to me not vaccinated. And I just, okay, do what you got to do. You know, you got governors over here saying like, oh, it's only a pandemic now amongst the unvaccinated. Like, that's just a stupid way to put it. You know what I mean? Like, that's
if you
just
come
like
here and look me dead in the eyes. You're vaccinated.
Right. Exactly. You are the vaccine. So you are the antibody master over here. But I just, as far as a DeAndre Hopkins is concerned, I know these NFL athletes, he deleted that tweet, by the way, but he did respond to Jalen Ramsey, I believe, saying that, hey, you know, my brother-in-law got the vaccine and he had heart problems right after it. Look, I got it. You know, I got it and I felt like death for a day, but then now I don't. And does that necessarily mean I'm going to not grow a horn out of the fucking forehead 5 years down the road? I don't know, but you don't know. You just trust the science and trust the medical professionals and you do your thing. But if you strongly prefer to not do it, you should not be held accountable and you should not be held responsible. And now you're going to turn guys against each other in the locker room. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's garbage, bro. Like, how do you feel? Like, just say you're DeAndre Hopkins and you say, I'm not getting it, right? And your quarterback gets it. Now, you're going to be like, well, I'm not going to throw him the ball. You might not be vaccinated. You know what I mean? That's so stupid. It's so dumb. And for the NFL to come out and say what they did, basically saying, we rule you, this is...
Well, the NFL is the NFL. We know that they rule the world.
They literally, it said from the movie Concussion, the NFL owns a day of the week.
About Davante Adams.
I mean, that is some serious shit.
It fucking got me in a
ball of emotion right now. I feel like you're going to squeeze that ketchup bottle. It's going to come squirting right on my face across the way.
No, I'm good. He'll be back too. He'll at least play this season.
Right. I mean, these guys play on contract years all the time.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's going to ball out because he's looking to get paid, but he doesn't really have to.
He's going to, and I'll make this prediction now. By next year, no matter what team, he will be the highest paid receiver in the league. Bar none. Like,
whether
he's going
to Green Bay doing it or not.
Right. He's going to be the highest paid receiver in the league.
I think Green Bay.
And it's called the market.
The Packers really can't do anything until they figure out the Rodgers situation because financially they don't know where they're going to be.
That's
right now they're only $5 million under the cap.
Well, that would not you can't afford an extension with Devontae after that.
Well, Jair's got to get paid too.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to be
this is what happens when you draft well. The Cowboys ran into that situation. Dak, Zeke, freaking Jalen Smith when they wanted to pay him for God knows why. But this is what happens. When you draft well, in 5 years from then, you run into a problem where like, shit, now what? You know, now you either have to make it or break it. And I think if the Packers are smart, they finagle shit and they get it all done with everybody.
I find it hard to believe that they would give Aaron Jones that big second contract before they would pay Devontae, though. Just the way the league is running.
Did they not?
They did.
They just did last year. And that's what A.J. Dillon behind him.
And that's why I'm not here to say
but
that
he didn't
I
get a big contract,
oh,
right?
He got a big contract for what?
He's not paid higher than Zeke.
I mean, they're not dumb, Dave. But
which I caught a lot of shit for yesterday with the whole Zeke thing.
But it's a little too high for a Packer running back in my history. I've never really seen a Packer running back get paid like that. Typically, right. I don't ever really see a receiver get paid like that either.
Unless you're Amari Cooper making $20 million a year. You know,
I said Packer receiver.
Oh, dude. Packers. I thought you said a receiver. I think you just said a receiver.
Well, I was talking about the Packers.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you were. Speaking of wide receivers on the way in, also missing the beginning of 2021 is Michael Thomas. So,
shocker.
Right. The guy can't stay on the field all of a sudden. That team, I'm telling you, I said it in my predictions that the Saints were going to regress. Now you're talking about Jameis Winston as your quarterback with nobody to throw to. You know, and the tight end that we talked about yesterday is the new tight end because they lost every other tight end.
He's wide receiver one now.
Is right? Does that, I mean, swinging it into fantasy perspective, does that mess with Kamara's stuff?
Yeah.
His value, right? I mean, he's going to be like the workhorse. Like, they're going to need to win games based off a Kamara crazy day, right? I mean, I can't be wrong there.
Yeah, they're going to.
In that regard.
What else are they
going to do? I don't know. I'm just saying, like, this is what I'm saying. The Saints,
coach him up, Sean.
The Saints are in trouble. And I'm not rooting. I am rooting against the Saints. Because, again, I think a guy like, you know, fans like Craig Karsh, my buddy Craig Karsh, he's one of those fans that no matter what, he's similar to you in regards to thinking that every player on your team is the best player in the league.
No, I'm a realist, Dave. How many times am I going to say Dave at the end of the sentence?
Really? Like, I was going to say, that was my favorite part of our hockey broadcast. Like, oh, he's clear as a Dave. He's got it, Dave.
No, but I hate on plenty of Packers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Who do you hate on the Packers right now?
Jordan Love.
King. What about King? You probably hate King for doing what he did last year.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't hate him. He just got... Yeah, I hate him, actually.
Well, there's one. But, yeah, I hate Jalen Smith.
I also don't hate Jordan Love.
But there's no reason to hate Jordan Love. He is your future, eventually. You're like,
it's not that I don't hate any of them, but there's some guys that I don't think are good.
Okay. So, like, right. Craig is on another level. He thinks the Saints are going to win the Super Bowl regardless of all this stuff. He thinks the Braves are the best team in baseball. He thinks the Nets are the greatest basketball team in the history of mankind.
Marquez Valdes-Scantling had too many drops in the Bucks game. Kevin King got smoked by...
Listen, our boy, friend of the show, Uncle Funches, is going to have himself a year this year. I have a funny feeling that Funches is
going to... No matter who's throwing him the ball.
Right. Funches is going to be all right. I think that he helps and adds. I almost tried to jump on live with him. I was on the treadmill today when I kept seeing notifications, Funches. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, I should just try to jump on. So Michael Thomas to miss the beginning of 2021. So that is doomed for the Saints. So,
the bum ass Saints.
Something we will be getting into next week, starting next week, we're going to go around the league. We want to break down each division, give a full breakdown of divisions as far as like standings and who's what. What we want to do is if you're listening to this and you want to rep your team, you can either come into the studio on the day that we schedule the specific divisions, come into the studio, get on, bring the smoke, talk to us about your team. Obviously not the Cowboys and not the Packers because we can do mean... Gooch are justifiable representatives for that. And I'm sure, AJ will be the representative for the Jets when we talk about the AFC East. But we got that idea because we're going to bring Paz in here. He wants to talk a little Steelers football. He's been a Steelers fan. So this is an open invite. If you want to be a representative for your team when we do your division, if you're around from 10:30 to 12 when we kind of typically record this thing, give us a shout. You know, we have a hotline in case you can't make it in, or come on in and hang out and get some pizza because that's what we do here. So that's that. And we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we're going to talk what the hell happened to the New York Yankees last night.
Hey, guys, this is Kim from the Goddamn Jets podcast on the Chop Sports Network. And today I want to talk to you about Sunflower Meadow Seasonings. Ever since they came out with their Chop Sports Dip and Dust, business is picking up. It's summer now, the barbecues are being scheduled, and we're getting out there to make some of our favorite foods. Now is the time to head over to www.sunflowermeadowseasonings.com for their full lineup of products to make all your burgers, steaks, and any other great foods you'll be grilling taste that much better. That's www.sunflowermeadowseasonings.com.
All right, welcome back to the Chop Sports Podcast. We want to thank, obviously, all of our advertisers that come on with us and help us and support us and are just behind us 1,000%. We appreciate you, so thank you for that. Now, last night, this is what my night looked like when it comes to watching the Yankees. It was around the eighth inning when the Yankees scored two runs. I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to go to my bed, put the Yes app on, watch the rest of the game, and then close it out and win the game from bed, so then I can just shut my eyes and go to sleep. Clearly, that's not what happened. What is this a worse loss than that Astros loss because of who it's against?
No, because they're both brutally fucking horrible.
I hate
the Astros and I hate the Red Sox. Both losses are terrible. This isn't worse because that was really bad, that loss. The way it went down with Altuve. I mean, like,
yeah, I know, but this one is like,
going into break,
shit.
You got to marinate in that for a while, but then they come back out of break and they play well right away. When you're looking at this series, it was a big, big, fucking huge series where they needed to get at least the first one to put the pressure on the Red Sox. I mean, if they could even put pressure on a team that's 7 games up on them, and now they're 8 games up again. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's what sucks. Yes, it's a bad, bad loss. And that
further cements them into the wild card race rather than trying to get this division.
Everybody's saying boon, boon, boon. I'm saying boon, boon, boon. But then there's some people that are basically Yankee haters that say it's not Boone's fault. The players suck. And they're both right. Boone's got to go and the players suck. And this is what happens when you see Yankee teams in the past, like the 2017 team. They didn't end up winning at all, but they had that resolve. They found ways to win games. This team finds ways to lose games.
When
you're talking about wanting to go far, making a postseason run, even compete for a pennant, even compete for the second wild card, you have to find ways to win games because the teams like Oakland, the teams like you name it, any of these teams that find their way late in the season, typically the Rays,
right?
Yankees are doing the opposite.
I mean, Chad Green was supposed to be the guy to come in and kind of do his thing.
They shouldn't have brought Chapman in with a 9-run lead the other day because then he would have been available.
I'm so tired of this available, not available stuff, bro. I understand he throws rocket fuel, but like, dude, just be available 2 days in a row, man. Like, it's not, Rivera would pitch every day if you asked him to. You know, this is just a weird.
When we're talking now, what are we talking about not available anyway? You're right. 7 games out, everyone's fucking available.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Like, but then, honestly, Chapman comes in and he shouldn't have pitched and gives up a fucking bomb anyway.
Who cares, bro? At least he's in the game, but don't give me this I'm not available
very
bullshit.
Aggravating. Very aggravating.
Yeah, and now we have Chad Green coming in. He blows it. They tie it in the ninth. So we go to the 10th. My eye is like one eye open now. I'm like, Yankees score in the 10th with the runner at a second. That rule, I'm telling you right now, it needs to go away. I know we took advantage of it, but so did Boston with the whole runner on second bullshit. That is just beyond frustrating. It's beyond petty. It's beyond Major League Baseball. You want to do it in the minors? Do it in the minors. You want to do it in fucking independent league? Do it in the independent league. Don't do it in the majors. It's garbage. And it's, you know, one of those things that's been around for now 2 seasons. But anyway, Yankees take advantage of it. Bro, for the first time, you're actually starting to see small ball by the Yankees. Button guys over. You know, like, that's starting to work. You bunt them over to third.
I understand what everybody's saying about the Yankees playing small ball, this and that. That's not going to stand the test of time either. These guys aren't fucking pros right now. They're just simply not. It's good that the Yankees are, it's a fun team to watch over the past week. But they are who they are, and they need their guys back regardless. There's no doubt about it. These kids are fun to watch. It's nice to see.
Don't say kids, bro. They're all 30. We got that fucking, I don't like cursing. We got that guy. We got that Captain Literal Man on our Facebook group saying, like, I don't know why you guys keep calling them the youth and the kids and all this stuff. They're all like 28, 29 years old who are career AAA players.
Well, I'm 40, so they're kids.
Well, that, not only that, when we say kids and youth, we mean experience. They're AAA players. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the fact that they're all 19 years old. Esteban Florial, yes, he is a youth. He is a youth. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the young ones. But these role players.
These guys haven't been in the show because they're not ready for the show.
Right. And so that means if they're 27, 28 years old, that means you haven't been ready for the show in 7-8 years, but they're still at it, and they finally do get the call up, so we're excited. So, Captain Literal Man, shut your mouths already. That's so annoying. But anyway, so... The last week has been exciting, but then you get to this Boston game and you had to have game one. I felt like you had to have game one.
What are they, like 13-50 in their fucking division, the Yankees? That's just not going to get it done.
It's bad. They're under 500 on the road.
I'm going to keep watching because that's what I do, but I don't have any faith in the Yankees to make that comeback. Like, I typically would always be the guy that's like, oh, no. I would blindly follow them into anything, and now it's just... Boone sucks so bad. It's so frustrating to watch him blow game after game. Say what you want about the kids, the adults, the fucking the injuries. It's all Boone at this point. You see my haircut dripping off my face?
Oh, wow. Yeah, true. I forgot. You got the fresh cut. Nice. Dave,
you think it looks good?
Yeah, why not? Are you going to the same guy every week or no? It's always just like whoever's available in the chair.
I went to a different guy this week, but not by choice. He just pointed at me and I said,
okay. All right. So the Yankees, again, nasty, nasty loss last night. It's a bitter taste in my mouth, but I'd be remiss not to shout out Rick Ankiel Jr., who decided to throw four straight wild pitches, bro. Four. And that's the reason why we lost. Like, are you kidding? Like, and I was just singing the guy's praises, of course, the day before when I said, like, this guy's got a 12.50 ERA, and he shut it down. He's good. He's going to be great. And then he comes in and just completely shits the bed. And this is not the time to shit the bed, Yankees. This is not the time. You got to get these wins. Now you got to hope for a split. So then you can go into Monday, a new week, being down the same amount of games that you were before the series even started. You got to split the series. Now, if you win, you want to rattle off three straight, you might change my mind. That would still be 700 baseball, you know, in that stretch. You know what I'm saying? You lose that one game, it's like, whatever. It's a shitty heartbreaker, but at least they rebounded. Tonight, Gerrit Cole's on the mound. You got to get it done. You got to get the win. You got to get some goddamn run support. Like, four hits last night? Four hits? Like, that's not win baseball. You can't win.
This debunks your theory of that Gerrit Cole was pushed back a day because they wanted him for the Red Sox series.
Well, he's here for the Red Sox series, is he not?
But he could have just pitched the first day and he would have pitched yesterday.
Okay. Well, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That is how
routine. Trying to do the math here, but that's all right. What did I say when we were going? If he pitches on Tuesday, you'll be pitching on Tuesday next week. Oh, Dave, you're troubling yourself. But anyway, yeah, so the Yankees got to get back on track. They get back at it tonight. Gerrit Cole on the mound from Friday Night Baseball. Got to have it. Got to have it, Yankees. Get it done. So, with that, not a lot of other stuff. I mean, the open was like just all over the place today, but that's okay. We're just touched on everything, and we didn't have a sports update minute to get the scores and make fun of AJ or anything like that, so we didn't have that. But he's down in Miami enjoying his time. He'll be back here on Monday. Apparently, he said he's landing Monday, and he's going to have his sister drive him right here. So I was like, what a dedication, you know, and we definitely need that.
DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry both want to be a Laker.
Can we stop?
They're best friends. One got shipped off to the Spurs. Lowry's in Toronto.
How many guys are the Lakers going to get in this offseason?
Well, they're not going to get... They might get both of them regardless, no matter who signs, because I think they just want to play together. I think if Russ comes, it's not going to be all three. It'll just be Russ. If they get Chris Paul, I think that there's a potential to have Lowry and DeRozan there as well.
And LeBron James.
And honestly, this is all speculation.
Anthony Davis.
This is reported by the LA Times, which I'm sure sucks. And
I'll take those guys over anybody else. But but anyway, once again, it has been a jam-packed, loaded with just little tidbits here and there today. A Chop Sports podcast. We want to thank everybody for downloading all week. We've had a really good uptick in downloads this week. So we want to thank everybody for tuning in, spreading the word. I know people are all over the place as far as like location. My brother's in Aruba giving out, you know, merchandise and stuff, or at least promoting us down there. So it has been a great week for Chop Sports. We're going to head into the weekend, go see Joe Matarese tonight. And then obviously the weekend is here and we'll be back on Monday. So for Sturch and Gooch and no producer behind the glass, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we'll see you guys on Monday. Enjoy your weekend.
Finally get to finish my breakfast quesadilla.
It's nice and cold.